Prime time is anytime. Subscribe to the Primetime Sports Podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Bob McCowan and Primetime Sports. Now on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Final hour of the program for this Friday, October 24th, 2014. It's prime time on the Sportsnet networks. Bob McCown, Stephen Brunt, John Shannon, and who's that guy? What's his name again?
Arash Madani.
Okay.
I thought you were going to call me something else.
Chickened out, huh?
No chance.
Are you kidding me? I am the most politically correct person in the room other than Stephen.
That's correct.
Am I right?
Yes.
I think so.
Well, yeah.
Glad you two think that.
Yeah.
Well, I've had soda pops with both of you.
Not exactly. Yeah.
Hold on.
On the air. I'm not exactly sure that's something to be proud of, but nonetheless, we'll take it with a grain of salt. Today, John Madden announced he is leaving.
Joe
Madden. Did I say John?
Yeah.
You did.
John Madden.
That's a different story.
Different story altogether.
John Madden's leaving. That's a big story.
It's a little dated, but Joe Madden announced that he's opting out of his final year of his contract with the Tampa Bay Rays, but is not going to the Los Angeles Dodgers now. Speculation is, there's lots of speculation, but there's considerable speculation that Madden will not manage in 2015 and either take a broadcast job or drink wine, which he loves to do, or just relax for a year. Wouldn't be the first guy to leave a similar post and not jump into another one right away. Mm-hmm. The fact that he has said he's not going to the Los Angeles Dodgers, does that imply and follow his general manager there, by the way? Did it occur to anybody else that maybe that's a one-year waiting plan? That it would be
obvious? Not if he signs somewhere else to manage, Bob.
Yeah.
Do you think he will? Well, obviously not.
But I mean,
you think he's going to?
I do.
You think he's going to sign?
Joe Madden opted out because this was the opportunity for him to cash in.
Sure. And get the heck out of Tampa while the getting's good.
His stock will never be higher.
No, but if he
as a manager of the Rays.
But if he sits for a year, what's the difference? You don't think his stock will go down?
No, it won't go down, Bob, but you know, there is a reality that perhaps with what they're going to do with the Dodgers actually might be quite successful next year. And if Don Mattingly does win the World Series next year, you're not changing your manager. Or if he does get them to the National League Championship Series, you're not changing the manager. So, you know, I agree with Rash. I think that Madden's time is between now and January 15th
right,
to find a new home or, you know, go and sit on a Fox desk or an ESPN desk and talk baseball.
Well, that's what I'm thinking that's the most likely scenario.
That'll get you seven figures. In the U.S.
I don't think he's left. You know, he left because this window opened in his contract because the general manager left. So he has
He wasn't getting paid enough.
But he had this opportunity to go. Yeah, and that allowed him to go. So so this is the time he walks. I don't know that it doesn't appear that he is walking directly. This is, you know, we'll see if the Cubs hire him. Then we'll say, well, he knew he was going to get the Cubs job, so that was available to him, and that's why he left. But, you know, I think the getting out was the point. And then him, you know, he becomes the most valuable free agent manager on earth.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he can sit and chill for a year. If you're Joe Madden, you want to, you want two things. One, you want to get paid.
Which he will.
And two, you want to be put in a position where you can succeed in a situation where you can succeed so you can still be Joe Madden genius. Otherwise, 2 years from now, people are going to be saying he's just like everybody else. Mm-hmm. So,
isn't that always a risk when you go to a team that says they have lots of potential and they're at the bottom of the ladder and, you know, Madden can make them bigger than they really are they really are?
Thing is, John, so the Cubs, you know, there's a team, lots of potential, but lots of money. Right, as well. So they've got a young team. They stripped it down. They're building it up. But potentially when the time comes, they'll have lots of money to spend. And, you know, Joe Madden, it's a great spot because his reputation is built on, you know, even when Joe Madden lost in Tampa, it didn't matter because, of course, he couldn't win because they didn't have enough money. Right. And when he won, it was a miracle, right? And it must be Joe Madden.
No one can do more with less than Joe Madden.
You can't build a better resume than that. But you know, but if you're going to cash in, you've got to go to a big market team and a big money team.
How many times?
Does he know where he's going?
Well, if he signs with the Cubs, I would say yes.
Do you think he knows where he's going?
If he knows that, then there's tampering charges that can be laid. If he knows that today, then something was awry. And you know, and I know that none of us ever believe there's ever tampering in any sport at any time.
Well, let's be real. I get that.
But this is reminiscent to me, if that's the case, reminiscent of what Ozzie Guillen did between the White Sox and the Marlins. You know, and I mean, that kind of smelled all the way along the way, too, didn't
it? Texas Rangers may be kicking themselves right about now for naming a manager, huh?
Well, there's one job available right now, Minnesota, I think. I don't think there's another manager that's been fired, is there? Now, are there other opportunities? 100% there are other opportunities, potentially, for a Madden. Not for Joe Schmo off the street, but for a Madden, you could make the argument there's 20 teams that might want to kick that can. I'm sure in the offices of at least 20 baseball organizations, they are having or have had the conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, we like our manager, but Madden's available. I mean, do we want to make that move? Not the least of which would be the Toronto Blue Jays. Now, in many cases, it might be a very brief conversation.
And the interesting thing...
But you'd have that conversation.
When you sit out that year, it's funny what happens when your stock's pretty high. It's almost as if your stock gets higher.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, Bill Cowher and John Gruden have become geniuses in the last 5-6 years, haven't they?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think in a baseball sense, the guy that probably parlayed it better than anybody was Buck Showalter.
Sure.
And then when he did leave, he backed it up.
Yep.
The reason I mention that is that not many guys ever do back it up. Mm. How many guys change jobs, get the lure of the big dollars and the big stage, and then are total failures? And not just in baseball, but in football and in basketball and in hockey.
Well, here's the other thing. In baseball, as much, maybe more than any other sport, managerial changes do happen during the course of the season.
Of course.
And so what might not be available today might well be available in May or June of next year. Mm-hmm. Which
is
now raises the question.
You want to take over?
Well, but it raises this question. I don't know. I can't read Madden's mind.
No, I know, John. I know it's all about money.
This question. You know, do you want to commit to a television network for a full year? Or do you just... sit back and kind of kick around and see what happens?
Bob,
you see what happens between now and the beginning of the season, and then if nothing happens, you know, panic. Just somebody's going to fire somebody. What if it's an appealing job?
Speaking from a guy who's negotiated contracts with fired coaches, they all have outs.
For
if I can get a job back in the sport, will I be able to leave? And the answer is yes. Give us a week's notice. And two, give us the story.
So the bottom line is Joe Madden's going to work where he wants to work.
Absolutely. Right? He's not in the driver's seat. He's in the passenger seat. He's in the back too. I mean, that's the reality.
You know, it's interesting, the implications for the Tampa Rays. And of course, you know, this is addition by subtraction for everybody else in the AL East, including Toronto. But, you know, I'm not saying somebody else can't do what Joe Madden, you know, managers aren't magical. You know, we've talked about that here a lot. They have limits, and you know, read a lot into Joe Madden because he's a smart, articulate guy, and the guys in the media love him, and he does, his players wear goofy costumes, and all the stuff that we've seen.
He's an outside-the-box guy.
Yeah, and we kind of like that, right? It's a different story, and they are the little engine that could. But, you know, you think about that organization, it was nothing other than the kind of cult of Joe Madden, right? Everything and the general manager didn't get nearly as much press. He did a very good job as well with limited resources. But both guys
are
gone.
Did a great job.
Yeah, he did an unbelievable job. And
the Dodgers recognized it.
So what is it without those two guys? Well, what are the Rays?
Hey, remember at the deadline, David Price is gone too. So all of a sudden you're a season ticket holder for the Tampa Bay Rays?
Both of them. There's like two of those, right? Right.
Well, you know, and you know, they take the bus over the bridge. You know, I mean, they're going, holy smokes, why am I renewing my season tickets now?
Like there's no one you could hire in Tampa to replace Joe Madden.
No chance.
It's just going to be, you got, you're kidding me, right? They bring in. It's a...
One guy, Tony La Russa. Tony La Russa, by reputation alone, and his name has been out there in recent years.
But if they weren't going to pay Madden, they're not going to pay La Russa.
Yeah.
And he's hold on, though. But Bob
and LaRusse is happy where he is.
LaRusse
has
just started in Arizona. Right?
Yeah,
yeah, and he's such a loyal character to everything.
No,
he's
but he's going
to
be he's money motivated, and Tampa doesn't have the money. Well,
nor the payroll to work with. Well, you know,
I mean, I'm just saying. If you, I mean, but you guys said no one. No. You guys said no one. Well, there was someone.
Okay, Joe Girardi too.
No,
let me throw him in.
No. I mean, Tony La Russa is he's a brand unto himself. Joe Girardi is a Yankee manager that hasn't really won as much as he should have.
Yeah, but Tampa, where there are as many Yankee fans as there are any other fans, I think Joe Girardi would be a perfect replacement. I mean, they're not going to get him. Joe Girardi's not going there, but neither is Tony La Russa. The reason Madden is leaving, at least theoretically, is he couldn't make enough money. And couldn't make what he's worth.
And you think they'd pay him, you know, if you're going to pay anybody in Tampa, you're going to pay him, right?
Yeah, you're not going to pay La Russa.
But I understand.
You're not going to say no to $1 million for Madden, theorizing.
You guys
say yes to $3 million for La Russa or whatever.
You guys are making it sound like owners make every step logically all the time. Desperate times, desperate measures. I mean, sure, we lost our general manager. We lost Bernstein. And now we've lost Madden. Holy smokes, what are we going to do? Our season ticket renewals are coming. We better do something to invest in the franchise now. What are we going to do? Well, we're going to have to overpay for a face and a name. You know what? It might be worth it. That's all it's going to. I mean, somebody says they don't have the money. They better find the money. And they, you know, baseball owners find money anytime they want.
Except these guys didn't find money for James Shields or David Price.
I know.
Or, you know, like they haven't found money to keep their own guys and keep a team together that, you know, was on the verge of winning a World Series.
Yeah.
If you're going to spend,
Garza.
Yeah, that's who I'd spend on. You know, they had a chance.
They gave Longoria money. That's the only guy they've paid.
And what are you thinking if you're even Longoria?
So let's move away from Madden for a second and move on to Tampa Bay. Could this be the beginning of the end?
Right. No, I was just about to say, is Evan Longoria the next face of the Montreal Expos?
Boy, a lot of road between here and there, though.
Sure.
You don't like Montreal Rays? There's no Rays in Montreal.
The Montreal Rays on Detroit.
No Devil Rays.
Very good.
Thank you.
Rays on debt. Thank you.
They got to get out of that lease. You know, they got that a million-year lease in Tampa, though? It's 20 years, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, and I'm not sure if it's airtight, but it's, so you'd have to escape from that lease, and then you would have to build a stadium somewhere, and there's just a lot of stuff. But it is hard to see how that franchise,
the franchise folded?
Boy.
Can you get out of a lease if your franchise folds?
I would assume you can. You don't exist anymore, right?
Declare bankruptcy, but Bob, you know that's possible. I mean, this is the best revenue sharing league in the world.
Right.
Well, no, but you.
I mean, they are still making money in Tampa.
Yes.
That's the problem.
With no one in the park. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, how many fewer are going to go? Some, but will we be able to count them?
Dozens.
Dozens fewer will go.
I've never been to a game there. It is bad, isn't it?
It's awful.
It's the worst.
Just Dick Vitale in the front row.
It's a tough place to get to if you live in Tampa or Clearwater. It's in the southern tip of St. Pete.
Yeah.
Right? It's like literally at the southern tip of St. Pete. It's right on beside the highway, not bad. But you got to go over causeways from everywhere you come. You got to go over these big causeways. The traffic is horrible. And it's the road to nowhere. Nobody goes past the stadium.
That's right. It's like an expressway that stops right there.
Basically, yeah.
Wow.
You want to go to the stadium? You take this road. You don't want to go to the stadium? You don't take that road. There's no other place to go if you take that road.
And it's dingy inside, and it's, you know, it's...
It's also lopsided, too, from the outside.
It is lopsided from the outside. But it's, you know, baseball in Florida seems to be a hard sell outside of spring training, in both places. But, yeah, that stadium is dreadful. Getting there is dreadful, you know, and there's been an endless conversation about building a stadium, you know, like I think five different locations I've heard of in the years I've been going out there, but I don't think that's ever going to happen. But I just wonder if they're kind of locked in this spiral, and you wonder, you know, as you say, John, they're still going to make money. The owners, he can run it as cynically as he wants here now and still make money,
mm-hmm.
even if he's got, you know, 6,000 people in the building.
And that's Kansas City for 20 years. That's Pittsburgh for 22 years. What's the difference?
And it was Tampa for every year that Joe Madden wasn't there.
Right. But the difference is...
Yeah, but wait a second.
No, but the difference is Kansas City and Pittsburgh were awful. They were terrible ball clubs.
These guys were good.
That's kind of the difference. So if they now become lousy, then what happens?
Well, they're still making money.
Right.
That's the problem. I mean, that's the huge challenge that if you're trying to... I mean, That's why these guys haven't had to pay big money for a general manager. A manager is that they're still going to make money. They're not motivated at all.
See, my point about the franchise potentially being bankrupting itself is to get out of the lease. But what if you have some kind of a back end deal where you either you sell the franchise? Because look it, as a movable franchise, we all know franchises that are movable are worth significantly more than franchises who are not, that are not.
Of course.
And I understand this one wouldn't be considered a movable franchise as exists right now. And the existing owner may not be in desperate straits to sell because, I agree, he probably is still making money off this thing the way he runs it. But he could make a lot more if he sold it. Who wants to buy it and leave it in Tampa?
Nobody.
But would you agree there are people out there that would be interested in buying it and moving it if it was movable?
I'm just thinking, where are the markets? You know, where could you put, aside from Montreal, and that's pie in the sky right now, right?
Hard to know.
But you think,
what markets have a big league ballpark?
Oh, you got to build one, but so what?
But even there, they always used to talk about Northern Virginia. Well, now that you're in Washington, that's not going to happen, right? The Carolinas have been talked about, I guess. Could you put another team in Portland or someplace like that?
Everybody talks about Vegas.
But they're really, but you can't play in Vegas in the summer, right?
You can.
Really hot.
Yeah, but you know what? You build a dome.
I guess. Or you do what they did in Arizona, with the roof. But it's not like there's a ton of potential baseball markets that I can think of, and the best one, weirdly enough, is probably Montreal.
Probably. But you only need one.
Yeah.
If somebody's committed to that market.
But I know, and I know why we're talking about this. Literally, Joe Maddon leaving, we're connecting the dots to the disappearance of the Tampa Bay Rays.
Well, it's
seriously?
Joe Maddon and Friedman. The two most integral people in the organization over the past decade.
And there are no more talented people in baseball? I mean, we can't find other bodies? I mean, based on that, the Red Sox would have folded too with the Theo Lee moving on.
Those are the only two.
That's my point.
There's only two competent people.
Good bodies.
And they're both gone now.
Yeah. So
Tampa's screwed. That's the whole point.
Come on, Bob.
But with Bob,
there's
always
the day.
That young guy.
Good luck with that.
There's always that sabermetrics guy that's looking for the one chance and proving that he can do it. He's got his computer printouts, and he's going to go there, and he's going to be fine.
And when they hire him, they'll make him sound like he's the next great genius. I get all that.
Okay.
But
I just don't want people in Montreal getting their hopes up based on Joe Maddon leaving the baseball club.
I'd love them to get their hopes up because then maybe there'd be some people start getting serious.
Well, I'd like to see is somebody put up the do-re-mi to bring the franchise back. That's what they're missing right now. It seems to me they're just missing a guy. I mean, I think the interest is back in Montreal.
What do you base that on? Seriously.
Oh, just buzz. Just general buzz. And I mean, look, you have to look at what happened with those two Blue Jay games in the spring and say, boy, that's pretty impressive. I mean, I don't know what else you can do to demonstrate that you want baseball back if you're a Montrealer, other than put 90,000, 96,000 people in there for two games, for exhibition games. I mean, you can't do anything more than that. You can only take the evidence you have, John. And the evidence is, you've had Warren Cromartie and his people trying to stir up interest. There's lots of buzz on the internet.
There are more people involved in that. Bring back Expos. They come to Toronto once or twice a summer. Yeah.
Expos logo, the number two seller for a period of time, a long period of time in Major League Baseball, after the franchise left. So there's things out there that suggest to you that it might be worth a shot. But what they don't have, what Warren Cromartie doesn't have, is the do-re-mi.
Well, plus, that team, that franchise wouldn't have died in the first place if they'd built the stadium.
Correct. Right.
So you got the chicken and egg proposition of the stadium. If they had built the downtown stadium as proposed, that team would still be there. But they couldn't get it built, or in some ways, you can get into the Jeffrey Laurier conspiracy theories here, but
We're not talking about putting a team back in Montreal to play in the Big O.
No, you've got to build a stadium.
Doing what they should have done 10 years ago.
So which comes first?
Except there's no land downtown.
Not anymore. Because where they were going to build is all developed. Yeah.
It's not easy.
Now, apparently there's talk of around the casino area, but that's far from downtown. Another story for another day. But
Is there a casino's on an island, though?
Yeah, it's on the O'Neill Center.
Around that area.
Is there public transit in that area?
There is public transit to the old Expo site, which is where the casino is. Yeah, there's a metro line that goes there.
Well,
but I'm not sure.
I don't know enough about As many times as I've been to Montreal, I don't understand really the
just
the geographic
downtown.
Politics.
It's downtown proper. There's not much land left.
No, no, we understand that. But where there's a will, there's will. There's no money.
You're not buying
it. I'm not buying it. I would love to see Montreal get a baseball team back. I just, I'm not sure that the two games proves it.
I'm not even sure
that Major League Baseball owners, excuse me, would be willing to go beyond the United States again. And I think, because I think that's a factor. You're not getting near as much revenue, and it doesn't help you grow the TV numbers. It doesn't help you in your marketing plans to sell to major sponsors in the United States by delivering Montreal, because it's a different category. I don't know.
But baseball in the States is, baseball is a regional game. Regional game now really breaks down that way. And the thing is, if you had a team in Montreal, you're talking about the team survival.
Right.
Because you would bring in French television, and you've got two competing French television networks down there right now looking for content.
I never know. That's new.
They might do okay, compared to a lot of other markets in the United States, existing markets.
Sure. Even. Part of my doubt is based on the stadium, too. And, that's $500 million at least to build a new stadium.
Yeah.
It's $500 million.
No, I don't think it's going to happen at all, John. But
at the very
moment. That's scary. In these times,
Yeah.
But Major League Baseball has, got to look at a Tampa situation and say how bad, look at how good this franchise has been and how bad their attendance has been. What do you get in Tampa if they have a bad team for an extended period of time? They weren't very good this year. And maybe some fans looked at it as a blip on the radar screen.
Well, I guess
they just had a bad year. But
my answer to that is I don't know how it could get any lower.
I don't know. It might get a lot worse.
It'll get Expos bad.
Well, and then
6,200.
And Major League Baseball's got to be looking for a way out of that market,
or a new stadium in that market, because that's what that would be the other issue.
What do you think the chances of that are?
Well, it's been debated forever, right? That has been a conversation for as long as I can remember, for at least the last 15 years. They've been talking about where else could we put a stadium, and again, it hasn't happened, right? So you need public money. They're going to look for public money, and which is not easy to come by right now. Again, you wonder about, you need momentum. Probably the best time to get a stadium built was when they were, in the playoffs with Joe Maddon.
Sure.
It's a hell of a lot easier to try and get people excited then than
it would
be next
year.
Well,
I don't think you can even have the conversation, because if you can't get it built then, and Tampa isn't Montreal. There's lots of land. There's a significant amount of land on I-4 just east of the city, heading towards Orlando.
Yeah, and there's land north, and they always talk about up around.
But I'm talking about on a highway where where you have access, and the majority of the people you have to think are going to be Tampa people. Right. I don't want to discriminate against St. Pete people or Clearwater people,
right.
But you have to think that the business community is in Tampa. Mm-hmm. There's no business community in Clearwater or St. Pete, not really. I mean, downtown Clearwater. Have you been to downtown Clearwater?
Well, the Scientology.
It's a bunch of abandoned buildings.
No, they're all occupied by the Church of Scientology. So, but I'm not sure if they go to ball games or not.
So, well, I would hope they would, but do they drive? We'll have to see if they drive. There's places you can put it. You're not landlocked. You don't have the Montreal problem. There are places, but you don't have a will there. You just don't. I think it would have been demonstrated by now.
I've been trying to run through other U.S. cities that would potentially be in that, right? And your name of Portland is probably the best one.
Mm-hmm.
Another team for the West Coast, an affluent city.
I'll give you another one. Columbus, Ohio. Had a minor league baseball for years and years and years.
Yeah.
Generally pretty successful for a long time, and a Yankees.
It's the Yankees team, right? The Yankees
it was also Pittsburgh had their team there for a while. And they moved around a bit. But when Columbus was a, small city,
mm-hmm.
minor league baseball did pretty well there in a college football town. The hockey team hasn't been horrible there. I mean, they've supported the team reasonably well, considering the performance on the ice.
Yeah, now that they're winning.
And it's now 2.5 million people there.
Almost, yeah.
Columbus and Las Vegas are of similar size, fast-growing communities, quite affluent. I mean, this isn't farmers moving into the city, with due respect to farmers. It's a business center. It's a high-tech center. And it's got a baseball history.
New Orleans hasn't been able to recover since the hurricane.
Since Katrina.
And New Orleans' history with sports franchises has been pretty rough.
Right.
You know,
Drew
across
Brees
the board.
Sean Payton have saved the day there.
Yeah, to an extent. You know, basketball's come
no
and
Tom
gone and
no
come
Tom
and gone.
Benson. No, right. No Tom Benson. There's no basketball team there.
Right.
You know, I mean, when he bought the Pelicans. Right?
I think you look at one of these evolving cities, you know, like a Columbus, like a San Antonio. I mean, I don't pretend to know much about San Antonio, but.
No. And I do think Portland would be on that list.
And Portland would be on that list? One sport franchises? I think Las Vegas is on that list. I think you got to build a dome.
Yeah. Well, Charlotte would be
10 o'clock starts. You'd have to play at 10 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm. One Eastern.
What?
In Las Vegas. You'd play at 10 o'clock at night.
No, you put a dome on it. But 10 o'clock at night in the summertime?
Well,
still
but,
110.
I would tell you
but
right
it's
now,
dry,
one of
John.
The reasons,
it's a dry heat.
One of the reasons the dome has failed in Tampa, other than it's poorly constructed, is because you're in Florida and you should be outside.
Well, in the summer,
Why would I want to be outside or be inside when I want to, can be outside? I mean, that's... Other than at a slot machine in Vegas.
Actually, a Florida day in July, I'd rather be inside. But yeah. Do you want to do any of this before we... We want to do any of this Blue Jays stuff before we wrap up here?
No, I want to take the break and then we'll come back and talk about the Blue Jays stuff. And we haven't really talked about the Blue Jays' potential interest in Mr. Madden. And it may be a short conversation, but we'll address that too. 26 before... past the hour. Primetime continues on the Sportsnet radio and television networks.
It's the only time you have control of Bob McCowan.
Let's go!
Subscribe to Primetime Sports Podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan, on demand. Now, more of Bob McCowan and Primetime Sports on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
So before we move off the Joe Madden bandwagon, one thing we really haven't addressed is, well, the Blue Jays don't need a manager, but there are a significant number of people out there who aren't fans of their current manager. And here's Joe Madden. And add to that, 24, 36, 48 hours ago, the Blue Jays announced their first ticket price increase in 4 years, which has got everybody all in a tizzy. And it's a team that, while they played better last year, didn't really compete when it counted. A lot of negativity around the Toronto Blue Jays right now. And if you're Rogers and you're looking to spice things up, absent repeating the two big moves of 2 years ago, what does the hiring of Joe Madden do for you? What does it buy you?
Time.
Goodwill.
Yeah. Both. True. It would.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this question. Who's a better manager, Joe Madden or John Gibbons?
Neither. Managers don't mean anything.
Now, we've got
but the perception is that Madden is clearly a superior manager. The perception is that. Now, you can go to them. I'm on record for a long time.
I know.
Managers don't matter. Managers don't win you any games. Managers will lose you X number. The manager who loses you the fewest is the better manager.
Who loses you less games next year if you have Madden or Gibbons based on your rationale?
Look, I'm going to analyze it the same way anybody else would analyze it, and that is I look at what Madden's had to work with, and I look at what Gibby's had to work with, and Madden has had better results.
Yeah, you know,
I didn't say he's a better manager. I said he's had better results. But he has the image of being if not the best manager in baseball, one of the best managers in baseball. And it would be a headline if the Blue Jays announced Madden, and it would inspire optimism, and it would get rid of all the negativity about raising ticket prices.
Yeah, but I you're saying all the perceptible things, but the question is, would it make you a better baseball team?
Well, I think that if they're a better baseball team, they're going to probably be, or a worse baseball team, it's going to be based on who they put on the field and what those guys do. You know, I don't think John Gibbons lost the many games last year, but I think this is all about optics. You know, and I'm not, but that's undeniable, right? Like Joe Maddon is bulletproof. Like at the beginning of this season, a lot of people said Tampa's going to win the East
because.
Because they were good. Not just because of that, because they're good. Look at the rotation looked good. You had Will Myers in theory is coming into his own. There's a lot of reasons why people picked
Zobrist is a former All-Star. Yeah. Longoria is the man.
And they didn't. They crapped out. They were terrible. Right now, they had a ton of injuries. Sort of like the Blue Jays last year had a ton of injuries. But Joe Maddon, none of that stuck to Joe Maddon.
Nothing
because he's Joe Maddon. Joe Maddon is a genius. Joe Maddon makes stuff, you know, makes chicken salad out of other stuff, right? That's what you'd get.
More people than not wanted Gibby fired after their year season in 2013.
But see, he's the opposite, right, Bob?
Yeah.
Because he gets you nowhere in terms of that stuff.
He's the little folksy guy from...
But he doesn't... He's
got, I love him. No,
I think he's an okay
the
manager.
The public, you know, yeah, the public is lukewarm at best. Lukewarm at best. With Matt, I'm telling you, Matt, it'd be front page news. Everybody would get all excited if Maddon came here.
And cheaper than a player.
One interesting side note, subplot to all this, is that players have murmured about it, and John Gibbons just came out and said at the end of the season that there were issues in that clubhouse from a cohesive standpoint. Does Joe Maddon have the magic sprinkle dust that he can just throw into that clubhouse to improve that?
Clearly not. He didn't do it in Tampa if there were issues.
And again, I don't believe in magic sprinkle dust, but I believe that people believe in magic sprinkle dust, right? So again, if you're in the selling this
As long as you're buying in.
Yeah, yep. That's...
Well, yeah.
So that's kind of, you know, like I have no idea what would happen if you took the last year's lineup of the Toronto Blue Jays and had Joe Maddon manage him. I think it'd probably be pretty close to the same. That's just a guess because I don't...
Me too.
Again, I look at what Gibbons did and I would have done most of what he did, and I think almost every manager would. You know, would the clubhouse have had a different atmosphere? Well, he's a different guy. You know, they're different, very different personalities, but mm-hmm. I don't know. Does that win you baseball games? You know, I think people like that stuff when you're winning. Like, I think dress up day is really cool when you're winning, but when you're in last, it's
right.
Less cool.
What are we doing here?
Yeah. So optically, it's a quick fix. It's a quick fix. It's a bit of a cynical quick fix, but it's a quick fix because you're throwing your own guy out in the process.
And a guy who there a significant percentage of the Blue Jay fans already have decided they don't want as the manager.
And who will probably get fired if they get off to a slow start next year anyway.
There's that too. And given that, so if you're Beeston and Anthopoulos sitting around the office with your feet up today, Beeston with an unlit cigar in his mouth, I mean, you're telling me you're not talking about this?
I'd be on the phone.
About Joe Maddon, guys, and forget the sprinkle dust. One thing that's very important, Joe Maddon, his entire career has always been an excellent communicator. For better or for worse. And that's one thing that this franchise has lacked the last couple of years from its manager. Make no mistake about it.
When you talk about communication, you're talking internally?
Internally, okay. With the players.
Okay. Well, that alone, might be enough in this situation. And when you consider the guy that was here before John Gibbons, that John Farrell had his issues in a similar situation with his players. To me, this is a no-brainer. If you're sitting there and saying that if you grade all the managers in Major League Baseball, because I would assume someone within the organization is always, like they do with players, they're going to scout key personnel and grade key personnel. If you have Joe Maddon at a higher grade than John Gibbons and you can go and have a chance to acquire John Gibbons or Joe Maddon's some way, you're going to get him. It's more than the perception that you're talking about, Bob.
Yeah.
It's more than that. It's can he help us win now?
But I don't know if you can answer that question, but you can answer the other ones.
Yeah. And, you know, again,
does he make our life easier? Is the perception better? Does he deflect a lot of the negativity that's going around now? Yes, 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 yes. That's enough. I mean, whether he can win or not is another. People believe he can make this team win.
Yeah.
Now let's go to the other side of the equation real quickly before we move on. Why would we even think for a nanosecond that Maddon would have any interest in coming to Toronto?
Money.
And a chance to succeed.
He's already succeeded.
Well, sort of.
Sort of. He hadn't won yet, Bob.
Yeah, well, what's the evidence? What's the evidence that the Toronto Blue Jays are the next great
and
thing?
And he needs to win without Andrew Friedman around.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
He needs to win on his own to a certain level. I mean, most of these guys want to prove themselves.
Wait a sec. This is a guy who we think can get any job, right, John?
Oh, I think he can.
Like, if it's available, under the right circumstances, there are very few teams that wouldn't be interested in him. So he's going to choose Toronto.
Yeah, because of one thing. Money.
So, all right, so now,
money.
A, the Blue Jays have to decide they want him, and B, they have to be prepared to pay more than anybody else to get him.
Yeah.
And the problem is, I mean, you've answered the question. I mean, I think that...
You're not trading away assets.
All right.
It's just money. I mean, you're getting it from your fans anyway in the 500 section.
I mean, in many ways, and I know that Mike Babcock is probably going to re-sign with the Red Wings, but in many ways, is this any different than the discussion about trying to get Mike Babcock to be the coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs? And the
answer
is no.
You don't have to sell anything there, right? Here you got to sell something. Like, you don't have to sell Leaf tickets. You know, it would be...
The
difference is, I think, look, if you sign Joe Maddon today... Again, I think they're going to try and be active in the free agent market.
There's a marketing upside for Joe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're going to be active in the free agent market. They're not at the top of the market. They're not going to be in competition for James Shields or something.
They're downright hostile right now.
Hang on, let me go to another thing. Melky Cabrera is the next topic of conversation. Let's morph into the Melky Cabrera conversation. Melky Cabrera's agent and the Toronto Blue Jays are having conversations. Allegedly, the Blue Jays have made him an offer. I hear it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 years, $15.3 million. Most people think not enough. But it's an interesting start. You're Melky Cabrera. You're getting ready for free agency. You're giving the Blue Jays first crack. All of a sudden, they announce Madden's our new manager.
Zero impact. Zero impact, Bob, because it's about dollars there, too. Melky lost a lot of money when he tested positive in San Francisco. The Giants We're in the process of offering him a big money deal. This is when Melky's going to cash in. Melky Cabrera and Joe Maddon will have no impact. It's going to be years and money.
The only thing I would say about that, and this doesn't necessarily play to the Maddon thing, but if it's true that the Blue Jays are actually talking to Melky Cabrera and his agent right now,
yeah,
that the only way that happens if somehow Melky Cabrera, you know,
he wants to be here.
Yeah, I guess so. Because he's the top of the market outfielder in the free agency right now.
Mm-hmm.
He will get more money somewhere else than he will get in Toronto. I guarantee you that, or term, or both.
Right.
They're not going to go to the absolute top of the market in term and money for this guy. They're just not.
But the point is, Joe Maddon is not.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's
a situational thing with maybe, everybody.
Okay,
right.
Beyond Cabrera, Stephen, you talked about, you know, what level of free agent the Blue Jays will be able to lure here. So you get two teams going after free agent X, the same type of guy, and you get one team offering him $10 million. The Jays offer the guy $10 million, but they've got Joe Maddon. Does it make a difference?
It's like talking about turf versus grass. You know, sometimes there are things that make a difference, right?
Yeah,
and that could make a difference. You know, James Shield was successful in a Joe Maddon managed team. Maybe he'd like to come back and play, but if the Blue Jays have to be, I think you still got to be at the top of the market for top of the market no matter who your manager is, right?
It's just one of those factors.
Yeah.
It might be a tipping point. If all other things are equal.
Would it hurt?
I got a chance to play for Joe Maddon.
No, it wouldn't hurt.
It wouldn't hurt.
Would it might only help.
Well, yeah, again.
It can only help.
So I don't know why if I'm Paul Beeston, I'm picking up the phone. I'm telling Guy Lawrence that I want to do it, and then I'm picking up the phone and talking to Joe Maddon saying, let's talk.
Well, the thing you could talk to Guy Lawrence about, and I think it would be accurate even, would be you could say, look, if we do this, this is where our revenue could be. You know, off-season's where you sell baseball tickets, right?
You
know, like barring a pennant race. And so you sell all your tickets in the winter. If you're selling this winter, you're going to be selling on, you know, again, whatever they do in the marketplace, plus – you know, the best parts of last year you can remind people of, plus, you know, whatever changes they make.
But they need a story.
Yeah, and that's a story.
That is a story.
Yeah.
Because everything has been negative.
If you parlay Maddon with re-signing Cabrera, if you can pull off that daily double.
It might almost pay for itself.
It might almost pay for itself.
These guys want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
So how long is it before Maddon has a new job? How long do you think? Winter meetings?
I'm
not convinced he won't sit out the year.
And I think that's possible if the situation isn't exactly the one he wants.
Yeah. I mean, are the Cubs prepared to fire a guy they just hired? The Dodgers, you know, they're apparently not prepared to do it. Who knows whether Maddon and Friedman got along? I assume they did, but I don't know.
They had to have.
You assume. You assume. But again, they were together a long time.
A lot of years.
You know.
Why?
You know. Let's be truthful. Beeston and Gillick were best pals for a long period of time. Their relationship isn't tight anymore. Things change.
I'm sorry.
People drift apart.
I mean, not to get back on topic here, but this is a no-brainer.
Will you stop getting back on topic?
This is a no-brainer.
Oh, Madden to Toronto.
If I'm the Blue Jays, this is a no.
I'm talking myself into
brainer.
It, too.
Yeah, just so you know, the reports today suggest that that's one of the teams that is not interested in Joe Madden, that the Blue Jays are a team that is not interested.
No, I understand that.
So that's what's being said in baseball circles today. So, you know, whether we think it's a no-brainer or not, it appears it's not happening, unless somebody changes their mind.
And nobody's ever changed their mind in baseball before.
Correct.
the latest report is Mets, Dodgers, Blue Jays, and the Braves have all indicated no interest in Madden. Doodly doodly doo doo doo.
It's the first time he smiled today.
Oh, you had to bring it. We were going to finish the show on a high note.
Right.
Well, now I'm going to change my attitude entirely.
What a shock.
Melky sign with the Blue Jays?
I would have, again, unless what's, if that report's true that they're talking now, because I have no idea if it is or not, that would suggest to me that Melky's willing to take less than market, and that means it's a possibility. If Melky Cabrera goes to the marketplace, he will not sign in Toronto. I think unequivocally I'd say that. There's
and
just
Stephen,
no
why with the season he had, to Rash's point about the money he lost.
Yeah, no. Wouldn't
you go to free agency?
Oh, I'd go to free agency if I was him. I'd take every nickel I could get.
There's just one. He likes the situation, John. That's the only thing. He likes having a locker next to Bautista. He likes that Edwin's right there. He's comfortable here. He likes it here. How much is that value worth to him? We're about to find out.
Especially like things like term, though, Arash. Like if he can get five from somebody and the Blue Jays are talking three or four,
right?
Boy, term is important.
Term and turf are the two most important things.
Well, that's, you know, and again, I think the other thing is.
Well, apparently we're gonna get rid of the turf. But
not by the time his contract is
gone,
because.
And again, I think from a Blue Jay point of view, I think they really like Melky Cabrera, and they love the season he just had. But I'm not sure, you know, if they were going to evaluate again at the top of the market price, if they think that's what he's really worth that, you know. Which, you know, now he gets into discussion. Well, if not, who are you going to replace him with? Because you got to put somebody out there in the corner.
But that's the dilemma you have, and I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
Like you may be seeing Melky Cabrera. Melky Cabrera may not be able to ever do what he's done the last. Well, two of the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
May never see this again from him. Right. He may be a 270, 260 hitter.
And he may get paid like a superstar, though, because of the circumstances.
But may get paid like a superstar. There's a real possibility of that. And there's almost more chance of that happening than Melky Cabrera emerging as the greatest player in baseball. You know, is Melky Cabrera going to go back and be like what he looked like he was going to be on steroids, you know, an MVP for the ages with a year like, you know, a George Brett kind of year? Hard to see that, isn't it? But now, having said that, pretty good year.
Yep.
No complaints.
Great
Blue Jay fan.
Great timing. It's all in the timing.
Joe Madden, by the way, is being reported by the New York Post, is looking for a 5-year contract for $25 million. Now, as compared to a player, that's real pedestrian money. That's middle-of-the-road Joe Schmo baseball player in the major leagues. As a manager, that'd be big bucks.
Big bucks.
That's about 10 times, I think, what the current manager makes. Do you agree?
I think that's about right.
It's in the 500 range?
I think
600?
Yeah, that would not surprise me.
No brainer.
Just cash.
No brainer.
It's only money. We can always charge more for cable.
It is a no-brainer, Bob.
We got to go. Have yourselves a nice weekend. Perhaps we'll see you on Monday. Good night from Toronto.
Send us all your money. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. And we'll send you a free subscription for Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Absolutely free.